calling Omax Health. My name is Aya. May I have your name?
Panetta Bailey.
Thank you, Ms. Bailey. And verify, hold on here.
I just talked to someone earlier.
For security, confirm your address for me.
39 Marne Road, Buffalo, New York, 14215, or they might have Cheektowaga.
Thank you. And I have an old account here. How may I help you?
No, this was an account that was done on February the 8th, 2022.
Okay. Do you have an order number for me?
No, that's why I'm calling back. I just talked to someone earlier this morning. Now, I had placed an order with them for 4 bottles of the vitamin D Omax. And it sent everything back saying, thank you, your order was received. So I've been calling them back, and like I said, I talked to someone earlier today, and she said her supervisor went back to an old file of mine and found that I had put a dispute against them. But I said it wasn't for the Omax 3 vitamins. It was for the Omax fish oil. She said, yeah. She said, so the reason why your order didn't go through, because we're no longer doing business with you. And I said, well, okay. I said, but my bank told me that the money was taken. So she said, well, you need to call your bank back again. So I just called my bank back again. They said on February the 8th, $39 was taken for 1 bottle of Omax vitamin D, high protein. So that's what I'm calling to let them know, that it was taken and that I haven't received anything. So I want them to see if they sent anything out, because if not, then I am going to have to disprove this charge again, and it's going to go up for fraud.
I do understand. So I was actually looking at the prices here on our website. So you said you were charged how much?
Well, I had ordered 4 bottles, and it had said the charge was $104. But when I just called my bank back again, he said it was only 1 bottle, and it was for $39, and that was done on February the 8th.
Because I'm looking at the account here. Well, I'm looking at several different accounts, actually.
That's what they did when I first called back.
What's the email?
The email, she said they had a couple of emails.
What's the email you ordered with on the 8th?
Oh, it was Panetta Bailey, my first and my last name, the number 6@gmail.com.
I don't have anything with that email.
Now, I don't know why you can't find it, because now everybody's saying they can't find it. You saying you can't find it. She found it, and then my old one. She found 3 that was mine. She found the other one that I used that was
I found 5 accounts total. Pranetta Bailey 0716, Pranetta Bailey. And those are the 2 emails that I have. Now, I do want to let you know, I was also checking prices based on what information you were providing me with. So with 4 bottles of our vitamin D, it's actually $63, and some change, of course. And for 1 bottle, it's $15.95 for our vitamin D. So if you have an order confirmation email, your order number would be in that email if it was by our company. Can you check that email for me?
No, they didn't send. All they sent back was saying that your order was successfully approved.
Yes. That would have an order number in it if it was by us.
I didn't get anything else back from them. That's why I was calling them. I even called them the same day that I placed this order, because I was letting them know I didn't get anything else back from them.
Can you give me the email from that email came from?
It came from Panetta Bailey 6@gmail.com.
No, who sent you that email? Give me that email. The original sender.
It was through you guys. Let me see if I have anything there for that. Okay, this showed up. It says secure your recent interaction with Health Guide. And see, that's another thing I had pushed because it's under it had.
I need the email address of who sent you your order confirmation email.
I told you I didn't get a confirmation or nothing like that. This is the only thing that I got back from them. The only thing that came up was showing that my order was successfully approved. And this was, let's see, this link is open. This message is valid. Okay, let me see how to open this link. I didn't open that link. The only thing I got back from them is that my order was approved. You know what? I'm not getting ready to go through this with them. All I know is y'all took and it gave me the same number. This is why I called this number, 1-800-765-6691. It took $39, they said, for one bottle.
Right, but I'm not seeing any charges like that. The last charge that I'm seeing with any of these emails with this address and your name is actually going to be March of 2021. That's the last order that I'm seeing with any of your information, as well as the charge amounts and the prices that you're providing me with. They do not sound like ours, what we're currently providing or offering to our customers. I do believe you went through a third party with that purchase, as well as with our company. If you order through us, you're automatically sent an email with your order confirmation, and it tells you your order number on the page as well when you're placing it. And even if you're calling in placing an order, we're required to provide you with an order number. But with you being a chargeback customer, we wouldn't be able to place orders for you.
Because what I went through is I dialed the number off of the bottle, and so I asked for your email place. So it gave me your email place, you know, because I did the number, phone number. Then I said I would like the email belonging to this phone number. So it gave me the email back, and that's what I ordered up under.
So I'm not certain as to what's going on at this point. The last time I see that we had any order placement interaction with you was actually, again, back in March of 2021.
See, you're telling me something different. Now, when I just talked to the girl that I had talked to on the 8th, the one today, she said her and her supervisor went through my files, and she said that they no longer do any business with her. She said,
correct.
She said that's why you didn't get an order.
Correct.
Or you didn't get an order number. She said, we didn't take any money off your card. I said, well, they saying that you did.
Okay, can you have your financial institution call in regarding that charge?
I'm going to, because I'm going to have to call them back, and I'm going to put this in for fraud because I haven't received anything. And, you know,
I understand.
I mean, and then change my bank card because I don't know what's going on, and they could use it again or whatever. But, I mean, a matter of fact, too, I had talked to one of the girls from y'all place. Matter of fact, I talked to two. But the first one I talked to, she helped me with this order.
Do you remember her name?
No, I'm be honest with you, by the voice, the sound of their voice, they sounded black. It was the first one I called. It was around 11-something. I wrote the information down. I just can't find it. And
well, I see a few different people that you've spoken to.
Yeah, it was two different people that I spoken to on the 8th, February the 8th. The first one I spoke to, she the one that took my order for me because I told her I was doing it online, but she took my order for me. She took everything for me, and she didn't sound too hot right neither.
What do you mean?
She just didn't sound like, I don't know, like maybe she was a scammer or something, but it was from your phone number, and it was in your office, and she took my order. And I said, she said, how many bottles did you want? I said, I wanted four. I said, I tried to do it online, and it said four bottles, and it had like the 5%, 20% off or something like that. I said, so it came to 104. So she said, okay. She put it in. She said, well, how often? I said, because I don't want it every, I think they said every 3 months or every month or something like that. I said, I don't want it every month. I want it every 3 months. She said, okay, so she put that in and everything too. She didn't give me any confirmation number or nothing like that because I don't recall she giving it to me. And I gave her my credit card number, and then I said, well, wait a minute. They supposed to give me a number. So I hung up and I called back, and that's when I spoke to the girl that I spoke to today. I spoke to her on the 8th, the second girl on the 8th, and then what she said today, she said, I spoke to you on the 8th. I said, yes, you did, and I called her today. So to be honest with you, I don't know if them girls is working for you guys or whatever, took my money. I don't know, but I'm getting ready to put it in for fraud because I did speak to someone. A matter of fact, I should have recorded her.
I actually have both recordings from the 8th here now. I wouldn't be able to review them while you're on the phone with me, of course, but I will get them reviewed to see what occurred with them. Let's see here. But at this point, I don't have any charges for you, as well as I'm looking at the system, and I'm not showing where we placed an order for you on the 8th. I'm showing where you called in to inquire on the products, but not where we actually placed an actual order for you.
Get the chance, you listen to the recordings, because there was the first one that I spoke to. She took my order.
Mm-hmm.
And in the meanwhile, while you're doing that, because I usually write down everything, I'm going to have to find my notes that I wrote down everything. And I don't know, man. So in the meanwhile, you can check that. But then, I mean, if nobody can find anything, all I know is that I'm going to put this in for fraud so I can get my money back.
I got you. Before you do that, though, I do recommend having your financial institution calling in. So that way we can try and find this account because the charge amounts you're providing me with as well as the way you're saying the order was placed, it doesn't sound like anything or any procedures that our company follows, nor are the charge amounts correct to what we provide to our customers with what you're listing to me.
I can call back in and we could be on the three-way. But lots
your
of
bank
times,
would be able to do that.
Yeah, but a lot of times I get the people that's working for the bank, some of them be working from home and they won't be able to do it. But I'm going to see if I can get somebody directly from the bank where they can do that for me and call you guys back. And in the meanwhile, could you listen to the tape, especially the first one where the girl took my order, and I'm going to try to find my notes that I wrote down on this.
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to get that reviewed, and as well as I'll get the accounts that I have for you notated with what I find.
Okay, no problem. Thank you so much. And I'll give you a call back once I find my notes.
Well, when you call back in with the bank, they'll be able to tell you what I found.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support. This is OMAX Health.